Morning, we are the day after Tisha, actually 11th of Ab already, on Daf Ayin Vav. So Ayin Hay we learnt on Shabbos, right? And Ayin Dalet on Shabbos, Ayin Vav, Ayin Hay you learnt on your own, right? It wasn't too complicated a Daf, that's the truth. It was, Shabbos' Daf was by far much harder than, with that we learnt together. And now, so we carry on with the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, so the Mishnah said, "Ganav yigdish v'achakach tavach," right? So he stole the animal, then he was magdish it, he made it hegdish, and then he shechted it. We saw the Tana Kama said, "No, let's look in the Mishnah. Let's look in the actual Mishnah. It's always good looking in the Mishnah." Ayin vav, yeah, ayin zayin is a very long amud. It's about a whole line, Manny. Ayin dalet, right? On ayin dalet, amud bet, the Mishnah says like this: "Ganav." The higdish. Meshalem tashlumei kefel. Meshalem tashlumei dalet hay. Right, so he pays the kefel. He doesn't pay the dalet. We understood why we learned the Mishnah is because it belongs to higdish, and therefore it isn't the pasuk of re'ehu. So he, therefore he's patur from the dalet and the hay. Right, and Rabbi Shimon says, kochim shechayav b'achrayutam meshalem tashlumei dalet hay, she'ein chayav. Patur, and Rabbi Shimon makes a chiluk between where the owner was chayiv in the achrayut, whether it was a particular animal or not. Okay, we'll see just now. So now, back to the Gemara Ayin Vav. I'm out of the first line. Now we're talking about tabak. The Gemara is like this: Bishloma Amrei, Bishloma Tvicha. We understand on the Tvicha lo mechayiv. One shouldn't be chayiv. The chiketavach, the hegdish ketavach. Because when he shechted the animal, it wasn't his animal, right? It wasn't the original owner's animal any longer. It was the hekdesh, the Lord the Mareke Tavach. So therefore, he's patur from the Dalet V'Hay, because isn't Kignov Ishor Se Utvacho. It's not his anymore. It now belongs to hekdesh. But he has a good question, but look here. Ela, a hekdesh li chayev. But the Gemara says, but why aren't we making him chayev on the actual act of hekdesh? Why? Look, it's a good question. Look at the Gemara. Mali machru lehedyot, mali machru leshamayim. At the end of the day, what do we really bother ourselves with? Who he sold it to, right? If he sold it to a hedyot, to a regular guy, we say there's mechira. Therefore, there was kiganav ish shorose utvacho umecharo, and he sold it. Here, giving to hegdesh isn't giving it to hegdesh the same as selling it. At the end of the day, there's a new owner. A second ago, I sold it to Chaim, and now I gave it to the Beit HaMikdash. So on that act of Hegdesh, why don't we say that Hegdesh is like Mechira? So Ein Achinami is Patur if he shechted the Hegdesh story because it was Hegdesh's. But on the Mechira itself, on the act of Hegdesh, I think it's a good question, right? We never thought of that until now.
Why don't you say if he gave it the present to somebody?
Same thing.
You can say it's the
Re'ehu. Why? No, so now you...
Yeah, but it's a gift now.
But that's only the Tvicha is the Re'ehu. That's why the Gemara is saying, on the Tvicha we understand. That's the Gemara's question. Bishlom atvicha lo mechayev. El ahegdesh lechayev. So even the same thing, giving it to a friend. If you gave it to a friend, it make you chayev. If once you'd given it to the friend and you shechted it, then it's not the owner's anymore. It's now the new friend, assuming that there was Yush.
Yeah.
So the same question. It's a good question. Your question's a good question without you complicating the second part. So the Gemara answers like this. The Gemara says, "Ha'mani, who's this? What's this bride? Who's the Tana of this bride? Ha'mani, Rabbi Shimoni, the Amar Kochim Shechay b'Chayutan, Bishutei Demare Kamei." Right now, don't get complicated. This is a Gemara. This is Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who says. What does Rabbi Shimon say? It all depends if there's achrayut or there isn't achrayut, right? Look at Rashi there. Rabbi Shimoni kagon shamar harei alai ola ve'frish kenev azul l'nedro. The kaven dechay b'achrayuto, but the bar hagreven mamon hu k'mamon dami. Remember we had that concept at the bar hagreven mamon. If you would lose money from something, that even if it isn't worth anything, it has got a monetary value. And because the guy, if he was chayav b'achrayut, was if he said, this animal is my korban. Now that animal has to die, it's going to bring another korban. If he had just said, I'm bringing a korban, and the korban died, he wouldn't be chayiv on the achrayot. But if he says, here's my animal, this say is my animal for korban, and it dies, you've got to bring another animal in its place. So if that animal got stolen or got lost, the original owner has to now bring another animal for achrayot.
All the way around, no?
This animal, if it gets lost. Other way, sorry, 100% correct. If he says this animal, this animal gets lost, and it's not then correct. Sorry, other way around, you're right, 100%. Right? If he's got achrayot, then he's got to bring the animal. So that was a case of achrayot. Right? Look at Rashi. V'lav mechiri. And therefore, we can't make him chayev on the hek. It's because it wasn't mechiri. Umihu le'inyam tficha patru. But tficha is patru. Why? Anyhow, irrespective. The afagav, the bishut ganav kaima, dim avdo chayev achrayotam lehekdesh chaleha. So with regard to the hegdish, the difference with regard to the shechting, really the shechting, we're saying that this is not a problem because we can't make him chayv on the hegdish because it's a case of where the original owner was chayv for achrayut, and therefore there wasn't a problem. How can you say this Rabbi Shimon? How can you say this Gemara is Rabbi Shimon? This Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, right? How many the sefer Rabbi Shimon? Because the sefer. This is the Dechir now. The Gemara is knocking, it's saying you can't use it as an answer. That would have solved us. But it can't be Rabbi Shimon, because the Sefer is Rabbi Shimon. If the Sefer is Rabbi Shimon, Ray should love Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, we can't use this answer. The Gemara said, no, you're right. Ele b'maya skinan. What are we talking about over here? Let's try and understand this. Talking about Kochim Kalim. Speaking about Kochim Kalim, right? Look at Rashi says there, Shekdishu Deshlamim. Va'alib Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's all going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We'll see Rashi in a second. Right? The Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, well, I'm still in the Gemara. Kochim kalim mamon ba'alim hu. Ubirshutai kaimi. Kochai kalim always, just like we wanted to say before Yeush, for example, right? That it would still be in the owner's possession. Kochai kalim always never changes Rishutia. They always, let's see why. Look at Rashi. Kochai kalim to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, beperekama. Right, he says in Parakama, in Daf Yud Bet, we're supposed to have learned this, right? We should have learned this long time ago. How many, we now in Ayin Vav, that was Yud Bet, so we're known, some 70, wow, long time ago, 2 months ago. Right, 2 months ago we learned this, we said, what did it say? He said, like, it's basically, he said, Hilchach Lav Mechiri, because the Kocha came standing in the Rishut of the original body, and there's no Mechira. Right? Umihu Mirshut Marakama Afkinu Shem Hegdesh. But the Hegdesh does take place. In other words, even there's a bit of a, it's like a bit of a schizophrenic type of korban over here. Because on the one hand, from it belongs to Hegdesh, but on the other hand, it's still the original owners. So there wasn't a mechira here in the Hegdesh. It didn't have Hegdesh, but it's still original. Look at Rashi. V'chi ketavach, lav demara ketavach. When he does the tvicha, it's not, in other words, our question here is.
Remember, the thief steals something from an original owner, an animal, and the thief decides to.
No, the Hegdesh, yeah, the thief magdishes it, right? So he says, yeah, when he was magdishet, the kochei kalim, and kochei kalim, it didn't actually become the Hegdeshes. It wasn't like a sale.
So it's still the thief.
So it's still the thief's. So it's actually not the thief. It's still the original korban. Right? So there was, you're right. From the mechira, there wasn't a sale because it's still the thief's. But from a tvicha, it wasn't the original owners anymore because it did have a din of Hegdesh. That's also like a bit of a schizophrenia. Rashi means another last one, but we'll carry on with this one. There we go. Okay. So the Gemara is like this. So you're telling me that's because of Kochei Kalim? About Kochei Kochi, my Meshalim. If it was Kochei Kochi, like a Korban Chatat, whatever the case is, what would he do with it? Tashlumi Dalet V'Chamisha. We'd obviously have to pay Dalet V'Chamisha, because there would have been a sale. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's a Kochei Kalim, it wouldn't be the case. And this Ganef over here was Magdish Kochei Kalim, but if it was Kochei Kochin, obviously you have to pay, right? Why? Tani Reisha, Ganav et Tavach, Vachak Rigdish, Meshalem Tas. The Gemara says like this, but it doesn't make sense. If you're going to tell me now, we had this sort of Lashon earlier on, a few daf ago. We got this Mishnah that split over a couple of dapim, right? And we had the Reisha was on daf Ayin, and the Seif is on daf Ayin Dalet. On the erasure, we learned a little bit different in a second. But the Gemara is going to say like this. If you're telling me that it's a din in the status of the Kochim, then we could have not had to repeat the Mishnah in Ayin Dalet. But we had the same thing with the father, with the Ganav for Aviv. And then his father died, before his father died. And we said, Liflug v'tane bedida. Remember, we said, let's all learn it in the first erasure and just make two subsections. Why are we reading the one half in the Reisha, one half in the Sefer? It's the same question over here. It works like this. Alatani Reisha, if you're telling me that with Kotche Kotchim you'd have to pay Dalet and Chamesh, so Alatani Reisha, in the Reisha, learned Ganav Tavach, Vachaka Chigdish, Meshalem, Tashtume Dalet Vahei. If he started over there, and then Vaganav Tavach, and then Magdish, because by the time that he had did the Geneva or the Mechira, the Mechira or the Tvicha, he hadn't yet Magdished it. And there we said it was the original owners and he had to pay that of a Chamesh. Liflok velitni bedida. We could have done the same thing. Why didn't we split the category into two in the ratio and say like this? Bamed v'mamurim v'kotchim kalim. Aba v'kotche kotchim v'shlat ha'shlomei arba v'chamisha. Right? It would have made more sense.
You can Magdish it after you...
You can magnish it. It's not a korban, but you can make it. You can magnish it. You can give the animal to Hekdesh. So the Gemara agrees. It says Yela, Lolam lo shna. You correct. The Gemara accepts and says Lolam lo shna koche kochim, lo shna koche kalim. We agree with that. We withdraw. We say Rabbi Gamliel, and we say there's no difference whatsoever. Look at Rashi for a second. Liflok velitni, beseifa ulashminan chiyuva afilu heichel lekochim kolim tvicha. Okay, that was, let's learn it now, not in the ratio. We could have left the safer, the ratio over to the safer, learned it all here, and here we could have made a difference. So the Gemara says, Udukashelach, with regards to your question, Mali Machul Hedjot, Mali Machul Shamayim. Now we've got a question, right? Because we said at the beginning, what do we care who we sold? At the end of the day, there's a Hegdesh over here, there's a sale or a Hegdesh, the same thing. Why making the distinction? The answer will be follows. Machul, we do care, because Machul Hedjot, when you sell to a not a kohen, not to the Hekdesh, Meikara Torah de Ruvain, originally it was called Ruvain's Torah, Vahashta Torah de Shimon, and now it's Shimon's, right? The status here has changed. When I sold it to a Hedyot, so first it was mine, now it's yours. Look at Rashi. Machru Hedyot Meikara Torah de Ruvain. Kodem Shemachru Karu Hashor Al Shmo Shel Ganav. Because the Ganav, it was Ruvain Shor, he's the Ganav, right? V'shemachru, and when he sold it, u'keshemachru, karu al-shem lokeach. Ava machru l'shamayim, when you sell it to Shamayim, when you magdish it, adayin shem ha-magdisho alav, shekaru rato shel plani. It's still called Ruvain. Before you magdished it, it was Ruvain's animal. After you magdished it, it's now Ruvain's korban, right? But they still, that's the Gemara saying. It's still Ruvain's. Look back in the Gemara. Mali machru hedyot, mali machru shamayim. Machru hedyot meikaret atzit to Torah de Ruvain and hashta now Torah de Shimon. Machru shamayim, it's all to shamayim. What story? Meikaret Torah de Ruvain. Hashta died Torah de Ruvain. So that's why it makes it. That's why Hegdesh, the Hegdesh act, all right, is not a sale. We can't equate Hegdesh, even though Anachinami, the reshut changes, but the animal is still the same animal. Just it was Ruvain's animal, now it's Ruvain's korban. When you said it to somebody else, it was Ruvain's and now it's Shimon's. Okay, so that's how the Gemara gets around.
If you gave it as a gift, then you would be because the name is moved over to the.
I agreed with you originally. Yeah. I said to you that giving it as a gift probably could have a very good argument to say giving it as a gift is like a mechira. The Gemara might afterwards say no. The Gemara might say that here it makes sense to make this chakira between Hegdesh and mechira. Because of Rashut, but when you come to give it as a gift, you might say, we dafki need a mecharo, and is it a mecharo? But I would agree with you that there's a good argument to say here that a gift
the
would.
The thing is on the name of the person.
What you must remember always that we're speaking very specific, right?
Yeah.
Very specific. For this set of circumstances, this answer is a good answer. Is a good answer for another set of circumstances. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says like this. So now we've explained. Because we had the question on Mali Machro Lehejo Mali Machro Shamayim, right? And we solved it easily by saying, Ha Mani Rabbi Shimoni. Right? Because we said in our Mishnah, we had Rabbi Shimon said, Chai Bachotan, not Chai Bachotan. Remember, he made the distinction in our Mishnah between two types of Korbanot. If you were Chai Bachotan, you weren't Chai Bachotan. The Gemara says like this, Nehi, the Sab Rabbi Shimon, Mali Machro Lehejo Mali Machro Shamayim. It seems to make sense and we understood that it was okay for Rabbi Shimon to ask that question. But who cares who we sold it to? To Shamayim or if we sold it to a Hedyot? At the end of the day, there was a sale, right? But in actual fact, we should have the exact opposite question from Rabbi Shimon. It shouldn't be straightforward to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Kochim shechayev b'achrayutan you patur according to Rabbi Shimon. Kochim chayv b'chayutan, you are patur from the tashlumim. And therefore, if you gave hegdesh, kochin chayv b'chayutan, then it's not to say, we can't say ma'ali hegdesh, ma'ali hedyot. Because ma'ali hedyot, ma'ali hegdesh implies that who cares who we're giving it to the hegdesh or the hegdesh, but here according to Rabbi Shimon, we care. Because if it's a kochim kalim, if it's a kochim shachayim b'chayutan, and you actually patur according to Rabbi Shimon, look in the Gemara, ta'akati lo nafak mirshutei, because it hasn't left your reshut yet. And therefore, we can't say ma'ali hegdesh, ma'ali hedyot. Clear? Must I love that again? Is it clear? Ma'ali hegdesh, ma'ali hedyot. When we said at the beginning, that we said that it would be, that Rabbi Shimon, would easily explain Rabbi Shimon to say ma'ali hedyot, ma'ali hedyot. Rabbi Shimon shouldn't care who we, whether we sold it or we were magdish it. Because either way, the reshut has changed, and now it is somebody else's, and therefore we've it fulfilled the chignov and umecharo and sold it. Just with hegdesh, I didn't get money for it, but so what? Who says that a sale has to be with money? And that's why Steve could say a gift. But in actual fact, we'll be looking deeper into Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said that there's a difference between a korban of achrayut and a korban of arachrayut. When the owner has got achrayut on that animal, even though he was magdishit, there's still a loss because we said gorem mamon, remember? We said gorem mamon kemamon dami, that because he stands to bear the expense of having to replace that korban, it's as if the korban is still his and therefore he never got rid of it. And if he never got rid of it, there wasn't umachro. He never sold it, even though it's now hegdish for the shechita. So we should ask the opposite question of Rabbi Shimon. Ibchami ba'ilei, kochim shecha b'chayutan patur. They haven't left his reshut yet. Right? You know what? There's a long rush here, which maybe I should have gone through. Let's go back a second. Amrei nehi desav Rabbi Shimon. Go back to that rashi. Sorry, let's go back to that rashi quickly. Amrei nehi desav Rabbi Shimon. Okay, good look here. The kasal kedatach mishum tvicha lo mechayv Rabbi Shimon. When we had the Hava Amina, that because when it came to tvicha of shechting, lo mechayev Rabbi Shimon, because we said Rabbi Shimon, he said, we say, you patur from Dalet and Chamesh, you patur. Why? The afilu hifrisho l'shem neder hamutal alav achrayot. That was a havamina. Even if you had achrayot, why? Nafik mirshut marei kama. Because it's left the original owner, it's no longer his korban. V'naseh zeh shomer lehekdesh. And with the second you were magdishet, even though you've got it in your possession, you are looking after it on behalf of Hegdesh. So therefore, it's not yours, it's Hegdesh's. And if when you come to the Tvicha, you were Tvicha. V'chi Tavach, and when you shechted it, lav demare ketavach. It's not the original owners who you were Tovach. It's now Hegdesh's. V'chi Mechayev le, and so that's when you said that you were Patur. V'chi Mechayev le Rabbi Shimon, and when does Rabbi Shimon say that you Chayev on the Talmud Chamesh? Ashata de hegdesh ke mechayev le. We said, like we said at the beginning, you shouldn't be chayev on the tvicha, but at the moment that you made it in magdish, that you made it hegdesh, that's what Rabbi Shimon would make you chayev. Why? The havya mechira. Because it's if it was a sale. Right? That's why we can say, mali hegdesh, mali hedyot. Who do we care? You sold it. And therefore you chayev on that sale. That's a havamina. Hilchach, the Gemara Rashi is telling us, that's what the Gemara is saying. Say the opposite. Because you might have got confused. You think that you could say Rabbi Shimon would say that, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't say that. Rabbi Shimon says the opposite. Rabbi Shimon says that if it's kochach b'achrayut, there was never ever a sale taking place, yeah? And therefore, it was always the original owners when you did that, it stayed his. Right? So to the Hegdesh wasn't the count. That's what the Gemara says. V'achi ketani. Right, the Gemara says, "No, fuck Hashem. Kochim she'anu chay b'chutan, chay the mafkere b'shutay, but chay b'chutan yes." I'm Rabbi Shimon. I'm milt. So now got this big tiny.
I don't understand
that.
And if it's not
b'chutan, no. So that's why. Look, let's just go back again. I'm Nehida. So Rabbi Shimon, Mali machru, Mali machru lechashamay. So Rashi explained what we thought, why we understood that question. Why do we understand that to be a question, Rabbi Shimon's? Because we understood Rabbi Shimon that korban ba'achrayut, so it never left your possessions. Therefore, it wasn't hegdishes. So on the Tvicha, we understand why you wouldn't be Chayev, but on the Mechira, on the Magdi, you should be Chayev. He said, no, other way around. The fact that Rabbi Shimon says, Achrayut and Achrayut, it means, look here, look inside it, Ibchemi Baile, Kodshim Shechay Bachayutan, you patur, the Akati lo nafak Mishutei, Kodshim She'eno Chayev Bachayutan, Chayev de Mafkilei Bishutei. Rabbi Shimon makes a distinction. Therefore, we can't have this general klal of Mali Hegdesh, Mali Hedyot, because with Rabbi Shimon, it would depend what korban it was. Was it a korban ba'achrayut or a korban not ba'achrayut? So we can't make a blanket statement. It does make a difference. With Rabbi Shimon, we might say on a korban she'eino chayev ba'achrayut, you'd be chayev, and on a korban she'chayev ba'achrayut, you'd be patur. So maybe we could ask that question, Rabbi Shimon, only with regards to korban of not chayev, where you are chayev ba'achrayut. But we can't have a blanket question, Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon makes a distinction between achrayut and not achrayut. When you haven't got achrayut, so maybe Rabbi Shimon would say there is hegdesh, and therefore you should be chayv on the hegdesh. But if there is achrayut, you definitely aren't chayv on the hegdesh. So we can't ask that blanket question, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon can't be speaking about a general case, because Rabbi Shimon is very specific to whether there is achrayut or there isn't achrayut. Okay, if there is achrayut, it means that you maintain ownership of that korban. So there wasn't a mechira.
Then I understand. I understand when there's no achrayut.
Then we would say you would be chayev. Then we could say, Rabbi Shimon would say, who cares? But we can't have that question when the Gemara is saying, if I understand, that when the Gemara is like this, Nehi desar Rabbi Shimon mali hegdet. We understand why we say that, but that can't be the question of Rabbi Shimon, because the question should be kochin chayev b'achrayut patur and eno chayev b'achrayut chayev. So therefore, we can't have a blanket question, Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon would depend on whether it was a korban chayev b'achrayut or not chayev b'achrayut. So now the Gemara wants to say, what is Rabbi Shimon speaking about? The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Amilta achriti kai v'achi ketani. I'm speaking about something else. Now, when I said about this chayev b'achrayut, not chayev b'achrayut, it's not to do with what you thought about. I was speaking about something else. When I made that distinction of achrayut and not achrayut, I still say enachinami, there's no difference in machru hedyot or machru there. Because I wasn't, my achrayut chakira, my splitting up of achrayut and not achrayut, wasn't talking about this. When I said chay bachru, I'm talking about something else altogether. Look, okay, it's going to take us a throwback to a daf we learned a long time ago. It says like this. I'm talking about something else. Ein hagonev achar ganav meshalem tashlumei dalet vehei. Remember that? We learned that mishnah. Where is it? On Daf? If you got anybody reference, because there's no reference in Mishnah Rashas. But it was about Mem Nun. Nun. Hey? Nun. So what's it? Samach Bet. On Samach Bet, Amud? Bet. I think it's the top of the Amud, if I'm not mistaken. We had the mishnah here. Getshi Yatzah. No, the new parak here, right, Merubeh, in this parak, right. In this parak, we started parak Shvi Merubeh, we had in the middle of it said, yeah, Hagonev, the second last line of the Mishnah, Hagonev achar haganav, meshalem tashdumei kefil, velo hatovech lo mochir achar haganav, meshalem tashdumei abba v'chamisha. So there the Gemara says like this, ein hagonev achar haganav, sorry, ein hagonev achar haganav, meshalem tashdumei kefil. Then the Mishnah says, if you stole from a thief, you don't pay the tashlumei kefil. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'm speaking about that. I'm saying, "Ein hagonev achar haganav meshalem tashlumei dalet vehei." V'chein, and likewise, on the same principle, gonev hegdesh mibeit baalim patur. If you stole hegdesh, people already be magdish something, but they're looking after it, it's in their house, you patur, why? My timer. But gonev mibeit ha'ish. In both cases, both hagonev achar haganav, and both the question of the gonev of Hegdesh. The pasuk says, the gonev mi beit ha'ish, v'lo mi beit Hegdesh. Right? So therefore, it says, the gonev, look at Rashi, the amil ta'achrita kai. I'm sorry I'm jumping up and down like this, but I try to do without the Rashi, but it looks like we need the Rashi. Look at Rashi, the amil ta'achrita kai. The heiched the agdish, right? It says like this. The heiched agdish ganaf, when the ganav itself, it was your question, when the ganav itself was magdish, Bain le neder, bain le nedava, whether it was in neder or nedava, lo mechayev le Rabbi Shimon. Right? He's not chayev. Why? For two reasons. Lav ashaita de hegdesh. firstly, at the moment of making, whether it's achrayot or not achrayot, right? It makes no difference. Why? Lav mish ashar hegdesh mishum da dain shmo alav. Right? That was our answer we gave at the end of the last sugya. Right? His name is still on it. Nedavato shel ploni. Because there's no mechiri, it's not, the change hasn't taken place. It was Shimon's animal, now it's Shimon's korban. So on the Maaseh Hegdesh, there isn't a change. So at the time of Hegdesh, Rabbi Shimon would say, you aren't chayev. And then also the time of the kidding, you aren't chayev. Why? V'gam lavatvicha. Daha mirishut mare kamenafak. Because it was still the original owners. Nothing's taken, nothing's been different here. Ela agonev hegdesh shehegdishu baalim kai. He says, we speak about a different case altogether. When I said, Rabbi Shimon, that you're talking about achrayot not achrayot, we're not talking about when the ganef was magdish. We're talking here about when the owner was magdish, that you stole something that had already been given over to hegdesh. The kevan dechayev baalim ba'achrayot, because now the owners are chayev in achrayot, ki ketavach, when you shechted it, the mare ketavach, it was the owner's korban that you shechted. Because if the owner, the original owner of the korban, is chayev ba'achrayot over here, then it's a gore mamon, and therefore gore mamon, even if it got lost or stolen, he's going to have to replace it. So now, you shechted, it was his, he was responsible for that korban all along, so it was his that you shechted. Right? The mare ketavach, the davar ha-goreim le-mamon ke-mamon dami. That's what he's saying. You know, and the contrary to that would be, and if he wasn't chayev ba'achrayut, therefore wasn't his korban, and therefore you wouldn't be chayev. Okay, so if you were toveach, a korban of somebody's, where he had achrayut on that korban, so that's his. So there you had ganav and tavach. Right, but if he isn't chayev ba'achrayut, so he changes the whole discussion now. We're not only speaking about the korban that the thief was magdish, which we understood previously. We're speaking about that achrayut, but the actual korban was stolen, was chayev. Right, achiv hakitani, ena golev achrayut ganav mishalem tashum et aveh, v'chein golev hekdesh me'bad batu, ma'atav golev be'edesh, v'lo be'edhekdesh. And Rabbi Shimon says, omer kochim shachayev ba'achrayut an chayev. And that's what he says. And my time, this is a great while as he says this. We've already seen this, right? Rashi explains it nicely. Karina bay v'gure b'ra'ish. V'she'enu chayav b'chayotan patur. Why? De'lo karina bay v'gure b'ra'ish. So we understand that very, very nicely. So now the Gemara says like this. Mechdi shma'in l'Rabbi Shimon. We have understood from Rabbi Shimon. Look at Rashi quickly. He fills it in the missing lines, yeah? Mechdi shma'in l'Rabbi Shimon. The matnitin that our Mishnah is speaking about, the patar, Atvicha treifa. Remember we had that? That he said that you were patur from the tvicha of treifa because you said eino reuya. Remember we said that any shchita that's eino reuya is not considered shchita. Therefore, if you were shochet and it was a treifa, therefore you weren't chayev on the tvicha because it wasn't reuya. So he says, if you said that you patur on tvicha, look at this, it actually makes it very nice. Look back in the Gemara now. The amar shchita she'eino reuya lo shma shchita kochim nami. With kochim as well. He stole kochim, and now he was shechted kochim. If you shecht kochim, you can't have any hana from kochim. So shechtim of kochim, look at back in the Gemara, shechita she'eino ruya. That's a shechita she'eino ruya. So now we've got a question of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we speak about a case where he actually stole a korban. But wait a second, if you stole a korban, and you shechted that korban, that shechita is not a shechita, is not ruya for anything. See, if it's a shechita she'en ruya, why are you chayev on the tvicha, right? Mm-hmm. Question clear, Robert? Mm-hmm. In order for we got the pasuk says kignov is shoro se utvacho mechro. You steal something from somebody and then you kill it or you sell it. And Rabbi Shimon explained to us that there are certain categories of killing, of shechting, which are not considered as if you shechted. You didn't do any tvicha because they're not ra'u la'achila. See, if it's not ra'ui, it's if it didn't happen. So if you stole a korban and you toveach it outside harabayit, it's no longer, you can't get any hana from it. It's not ru'uya. So that tvicha never took place. So it's if you didn't toveach, so you should be patur here as well. Right? So we give a couple of answers here. Right? There are four answers we're going to give over here. So the first answer is Ki Atra Avdimi Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Dimi said that Rabbi Yochanan, he came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, what are we speaking about over here? B'shochei Tumimim Mibifnim L'Shem Baalim. No. The Ganav actually took this korban. It was a korban tamimim. It was a ra'ui korban. And he shechted it inside Harabayit L'Shem Baalim. So what's the obvious question? What's the obvious question? If he shechted it for the Baalim, so what? Yeah? He never stole it. Exactly. So the Gemara says, V'arechashra keren the Baalim. If so, what's the problem? The keren went back to the Baalim. So why is he chayev now? Maybe it's chayev on the others, but not on the keren. It's definitely chayev, right? Because he gave back to the Baalim.
But he's shechting it for them?
Yeah. He did tshuva. He says, you know what? He had a dream, and Eliyahu Navi came and said, you stole somebody's korban. He said, oh, you woke up in the morning. He said, God, I can't do that. He got up and we ran to the Harabayit, went to the mikveh, and brought the korban. He said, bring it to Shem Baalim. So what's the question? Right? Chazul Akerim Baalim. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin says, no. What are we speaking about? We're speaking about a case, maybe. Why am I saying it's a second reason? Because he's saying it could be that he shechted the Shem Baalim, but what happened? Nishbach Adam. He never actually completed the action of the korban. Right? Look at Rashi, the Nishbach Adam. Nishbach Adam. Umihu b'sha'at shechita re'uyehi. But at the time of the shechita, it was re'uyah. So with regard to our first question of Rabbi Shimon's, of shechita re'uyah, we've got a shechita re'uyah, but it was a case of the blood spilt. And that's why he owes the Baalim the whole amount, because it wasn't a proper korban, and therefore they would have to bring another korban. Another answer is, so the first limud was ki'ata ravdimi. The Gemara said, ki'ata ravin. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael. He said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, b'shochei tmimim bifnim shelo l'shem baalim. Okay, that may be a little bit easier to understand. That it was a proper kosher korban, took it into Harabayit, but he never shechted it. It was a shechita done, but not l'shem baalim. Right, look at Rashi, they say, shelo l'shem baalim. The shechita ru'yehi, the kaimelan, in Masechet Zvachim, kol ha'zvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shman k'shayrim. We see an interesting chidush, that even if you bring a korban, not l'shem baalim, right, but it's a proper korban, it's still kosher korban, v'keren lo chazra l'baalim. Kol ha'zvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shman k'shayrim, v'keren lo chazra l'baalim, v'kaimelan shelo alu l'baalim l'shem chova. Okay, I'm going to get involved in all the way where the Karen goes back, doesn't go back. But the bottom line is he's still chayv over here, because even though it was a kosher korban, right? Even though it was a kosher korban, but he's still be chayv on maybe not the whole amount, but definitely still be chayv. And the Reish Lakish gives another answer. Actually, gives the, so we've got three other answers so far, right? The first one was that he shochet tumimim bifnim l'shem baalim, and that was, then we had a question on that, but then why would he have to pay this keren l'baalim? So we said because nishbach, or a rabbi who says there was shelo l'shem baalim, and Reish Lakish says a fourth reason. Reish Lakish says, what's going on here? Why is he chayev? Amar b'shochet baalei mumin b'chutz, because it actually wasn't a kosher korban, it was a korban that had a mum, and he did a shechita. Look at Rashi, the baalei mumin shechitatan heter b'chutz. It was a kosher that it was re'uya. Right, because there was a mum, so therefore he could shecht it, and it was a shechita re'uya, but it wasn't l'shem korban. Okay, so therefore it was a proper shechita. So those are the four answers that we've given. So the Gemara says like this: Tahi Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar was Tahi. Look at Rashi. What does it mean Tahi? Was confused. Look how Rashi explains what tahi means. Lashon mereach mereach bekankan. He was like smelling in the, sniffing into the in the barrel, right, in the jar, right. They were trying kamor tahile akankane. That's different Baba Batra, right. In other words, what does he mean? Klomar says Rashi diekla Rabbi Lazar uparich le Rabin ali Rabbi Yochanan. He's asking on Rabbi Yochanan according to Rabin vechishchitato materet. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara now. We'll go back to the Gemara explain. Remember on Rav Adin. On the first one, right? The second Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry, ki ater Rabin am Rabbi Yochanan b'shochei tmimim bifnim shelo l'shem baalim. That's his question, right? Look back in the Gemara. What's his question? Shechita materet. Rabbi Yochanan, according to that second opinion over there, says why is he chayev? Because there was a shechita tmimim bifnim shelo l'shem baalim, right? He says, what is the shechita materet? It's not the shechita that makes it ra'ui, right? It's the zrika materit. It's the throwing of the blood that makes the materit. So why does he say shechitat tvim bifnim shloshayim ba'alim? Right? So it was at the shot of the tvicha, it still wasn't a shechita that was ra'uya. Okay, that's actually Rashi. I never read the last bit of the last line of Rashi. Rashi explains what his question is. Look at that last line of Rashi. Look at the last line of the Rashi. And at the time of the tvich itself, it was a shechita she'ene re'uyehi, because the blood hadn't yet been thrown. And maybe the blood won't get to be thrown, like we saw in that case where the blood spills. If the blood won't spill, then it wasn't re'uya. And then this, we go back to the original question we've got on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that a shechita she'ene re'uya ain't a shechita. At the time of the tvicha, it wasn't yet a shechita re'uya. Okay? So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that was he chay v'dalet v'chamesh? Because it was a shechita l'shem ba'alim. He should have said it was zrikat damim l'shem ba'alim. Okay? Got a question clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he says like this. So and that was his question on Rabbi Yochanan. And now he also has a question on Reish Lakish. He says, with regards to Reish Lakish, the same question. Remember, Reish Lakish said, shochet ba'alei mumin b'chutz. So he says as well, Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Shlakish, what's his question? Shechita materit, valo p'diya materit. If you got a korban, yeah, that's a bale mumin, right? When does it become matir? Not when you shecht it, but when you pode it. So why did Rabbi Shlakish say that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon tells you chayev? Because we speak about a case of shechitat bachut. On the contrary, it should be p'diya. The Gemara said like this. Before we get carried away, he said, Ishtemita te hide Rabbi Shimon. So he says that there was a momentary loss here to Rabbi Elazar with regards to Rabbi Shimon. Look at Rashi there. Ishtemita te hide Rabbi Elazar, hide Rabbi Shimon, kol ha'omed. Because Rabbi Shimon says, so what did Rabbi Shimon say? He brings Rabbi Shimon over here in Psachim, Masech Psachim, right, in Daf Yud Gimel. He says like this. Kol ha'omed nizrok kezaruk dami. Rabbi Shimon doesn't really need, who's in there?
Hello, come check.
Rabbi Shimon doesn't really need you to have actually thrown the blood. What Rabbi Shimon needs is that you were able to throw the blood. And if you were able to throw the blood, it says if you throw in the blood. Who's it?
That's okay.
It says if you're throwing the blood already. So that's what he's saying, Rabbi Shimon's got a chidush over here. Right? Kol ha'omed lizrok kezrok dami. V'chol ha'omed livdot kepduya kepedui dami. And anything which is liable for padiyah is like padiyah. In actual fact, these Rabbi Yochanan works well and Rabbi Shlakish works well, because they both fit in with Rabbi Shimon, because they said that there was tvicha. At the moment of tvicha, you're now able to do the zrika. So even if you didn't do the zrika, it's considered as if you did the zrika, and then the zrika is materit. And with regards to Reish Lakish, the animal was a mumin, and that was ra'ui lepidia. You were able to do a pidyon and redeem it from Hegdesh. And if you didn't do the pidyon, it was if you'd done the pidyon. So in both cases, we haven't even a question on Rabbi Shimon. And the girl will prove it now. Tanya, we've got a brighter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh notar, we'll discuss this in a second. Yesh notar shehu mitamei tumat ochlin. Yesh notar sheno mitamei tumat ochlin. What are we speaking about over here? Notar, right? Notar is if you leave something over, right? Left over on the korban. Now let's look inside. Rashi explained it better than me. Rabbi Shimon, he says like this. Yesh notar she mitamei. Look at that Rashi there. I left out that Rashi of kol ha'omed livdot, because I think we explained it pretty nicely. Right, explain that. Okay. Rabbi Shimon isure hana'a ein mitamin tumat ochlin. Okay, Rabbi Shimon says like this, that isure thing is something you want asur hana'a from if you aren't able to use it yet, so it wouldn't, right? It wouldn't be, you wouldn't be able to make that food if you aren't able to get hana'a from it. It wouldn't become tame, wouldn't nitma. Right, look at Rashi. Why? Emi tamei tumat ochlin. The Darish, because he learns mikol ha'ochel asher yachel. Right, in order for something to become tamei, it has to be called ochel. Right, ochel shata yachol ha'achilo la'achem or lenochi or liyisrael karui ochel. He says only what you can actually eat or feed to somebody, you can get benefit from it, it's called ochel. Right, v'mayta la'shat heter hana'a mishe nishcheta. And if from the moment that there was shchita, there was a moment where you were, it was a heter hana'a, you could have had hana'a from it, yarda alav din kabbalat tumah. At that moment, you could have had hana'a from it. From that moment onwards, it can start being makabel tumah. Okay? Right? Va'afidu ne'esar la'acharken, says Rabbi Shimon, even if after it became asur, makabelet tumah. Right? So what he's saying is very important. It'll come much clearer in a second in our Gemara. What he's saying is, in order for something to be able to get tumah, to become tameh, it had to have been ra'ui lahana'a for a moment. If it was never ra'ui lahana'a for a moment, it can't get tumah. It's the same similar idea, you know, that it has to have become wet, right? You know, that food like has to have become wet to be makabel tumah, right? And if it was never ever wet, something was pretty dry, like vegetables, for example, in the field while they're growing, and they were somewhere, when you dry them, there has to have been a hechsher. It has to be machshir to tumah. You machshir something to tumah, it becomes wet. If it was, it would never same idea. It had to have hana'a from it. Right? It says like this. So, b'shimun omer yesh notar shum mitameh. There is notar which can get tumah. Right? And what is this? Keitzad. Lan lifnei zrika. Right? If something's lying over before you, the korban, the meat is there, before you did the zrika of the blood, eino mitameh tumat ochlin. Right? It won't become, that korban won't become tameh, because the achaz rika mitameh tumat ochlin. But after you throw in the blood, in other words, the throwing of the blood right now makes, we saw that we said there, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the throwing of the blood is what is materet, and only when that is materet is it possible for someone to get hana'a from it, and therefore only then would it become tameh tumat ochlin. The kaimelan, and now we contra Rabbi Shimon, my lifnei zrika, what does it mean lifnei zrika? Does it mean lifnei zrika, right? Kodem shenir al zrika. Before it was able to have zrika, right? And le'acha zrika says, but what about le'acha zrika? What does it mean when he says that after zrika it does get mitameh? Le'achar shenir al zrika. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is very theoretical. You don't actually have to have had the throwing of the dam for it to be able to be kabel tumah. Only if it was ra'ui for the dam to be thrown, even if you hadn't thrown the dam on the mizbeach, that would have been good enough to, as if you had be considered after zrika. Got it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the Gemara will explain, right? Kodem shenidar zrika lan. When we said before it was near Ala's rika that was laid over, my God, who's speaking about? The law havye shahut beyom lemizrike. It means that there wasn't time in the day. In other words, it was korban only done during the day. It means it was too late already, and we weren't able. That's what we mean when we say kodem shenira, right? The shachtei samuch leshkia tachama ve'eno mitame tumat ochlin. Because if you were kashecht of the korban, the korban's there, and now you want to do the zrika, and you can't do the zrika because it's not time. So you've got to wait till tomorrow. So therefore, what he's saying to Rabbi Shimon is, you weren't able to throw the zrika. So even the fact that the korban is waiting, open up, with some korban not become tamei, right? Like Rashi explained that there, didn't he? Lanif nezrika. Look at Rashi. Lanif nezrika. Kodshim hanifsalin liyot notar belayla achat. There's some korban, if you leave them overnight, they become tamei. Kegon todah v'kodshe kodshim. Kulan im lo nizrak daman v'lo nitar v'achila, ein mitamei tumat ochlin. See, in a case like that, even though in theory that korban has to be finished before, you have to eat them before the night time, if you weren't able to throw the dam because it was too late and the day had ended, and if you didn't throw the dam, it wouldn't become tamei of lina balayla. Right? So that's what Rabbi Shimon is telling us now. Right? It wouldn't become tamei. But look here, but the next line is, but la'achar shenira lezrika, what does he mean by that? The havye shahot b'yom lemishka. If you were able to, there was time in the day, but you just didn't do it. Right? Shahot b'yom lemishka, mitame tumat ochlin. Therefore, says the Gemara, ama kol ha'omed lizrok, kezorek, kezaruk dami, v'chol ha'omed livdot, kepadui dami. Okay, we can end over here. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that we see from this mitameh that even though there wasn't the zrika yet, it would depend at what time of the day it happened. If there was time in the day for the zrika, but you didn't do the zrika, see, if you've done the zrika, and therefore it will become tameh. But if you hadn't have time to do the zrika, then even though you didn't the zrika, it wasn't considered that you had done the zrika, and it wouldn't become tameh. So we see from there that it's very theoretical, and therefore we can understand Rabbi Yochanan's answer on the dam mitaher. With regards to Reish Lakish, we'll see that tomorrow. Okay.